Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a very special event that is coming up for Thursday, October 26th at Avondale United Church. And joining us this morning with details, we have Leah Graff here. She is the Community Engagement Coordinator at Avondale United Church. And we're also pleased to be joined by Catherine Hardman, CEO of Canadian Mental Health Association here on Perth. And they're both joining us in studio. Good morning. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Thank you for having us.
All right, Catherine, let's certainly start with you. We have a very special event that's coming up at Avondale United Church. What's going on?
Yeah, so myself and Dana Bazzotto, who's the CEO at Huron Perth Centre for Children and Youth, are going to be presenting about mental health, mental illness, addiction, talking about youth and adults and how to start those conversations and what should you be looking for and just trying to give some general information to people and help them to maybe navigate some things they might be experiencing.
And we know the importance of talking about mental health awareness, but as you almost touched on there, it's still a difficult topic to talk about.
It is, and often people just don't know how to start that conversation, what to say, and often they're very, very concerned about the person, and of course they, they just, how do I get them to listen to me, and I think we really want to say to people that, you can start the conversation and sometimes the person may be not ready for the conversation and that's okay too. Really, it's about letting them know that you're there and that you want to support them and that you care. And here are some of the things that they're seeing that are causing them concern. And I think if you just open yourself up to that and let them know that you're there, when they're ready, they'll come and talk to you.
And I like for this one, this one has a real focus on family and teens in particular.
Yeah, so our system, mental health and addiction system, we really look at a lifespan model and really, think about how good mental health for youth is so foundational, right, to their life, really to all of our lives. So we really want to focus and ensure that youth have, good mental health. And if their parents are going to, provide that to them, they also need to have good mental health, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's really important to look at it across the lifespan.
Okay, so the evening will be a discussion, a question and answer, or what will the evening entail?
Yeah, so we'll do some presentation. We will present on various things and provide some information. And then certainly we hope that we'll, have some questions from folks that are there and be able to have a bit of a conversation with people, for sure.
And that's happening at Avondale United Church for Thursday, October 26th from 7 till 9. And again, you can get the details. Well, of course, we'll pass along the info. Of course, this is free to the public, we should
it is,
mention.
Absolutely.
Absolutely free to the public. And anything else, Catherine, about mental health? I mean, we talk about how it's difficult to talk about sometimes, but you've also spotlighted the way we need to maintain our mental mm-hmm. health, and that's not easy.
Yeah, and I think when people think about mental health, they often think about mental illness. And one of the things we want to talk about is, mental health is something we all have. Everyone has mental health, and we all need to do, various things to make sure that we maintain that. And we all have bad days, and we have good days, etc. But mental illness is, diagnosed, mental illness impact on the brain. So it's different. And so we will be talking about that difference and helping people to understand that and what some of the symptoms or signs may be of that and just how do you help to maintain your own mental health so that you can help other people.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. Again, Catherine Hardman, CEO with Canadian Mental Health Association here on Perth. If they're hearing this and they'd like some more details maybe or to reach out or any questions, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can reach out to our organizations. You can do that through the Helpline and Crisis Response Team. That's probably the easiest, because they can connect you to any of the services. And you don't need to be in crisis to call them. Just if you have a question or a concern, you can give them a call and they can connect you to where you need to be.
All right. Well, we wish you and Dana a great evening full of discussions and a great get-together for Thursday, October 26th at Avondale United Church. All right. Let's get Leah Graff in on the conversation. She is the Community Engagement Coordinator at Avondale United Church. And Leah, this is just another great example of some of the outreach for Avondale United Church.
Yes. Thank you, Jamie. It is. We are a vessel here at Avondale for the community. And so when I actually canvassed the congregation about what kind of social justice issues they'd like to speak about, I got an outpouring response for mental health and to contact professionals about mental health. And Catherine Hardman definitely has a relationship with Avondale, has spoken with us in the past, done presentations in the past. So that was very important for us here at Avondale. We're team players, and we appreciate the importance of maintaining strong relationships. And so we very much thank Catherine and Dana for sharing their time with us and their expertise with us on October 26th from 7 to 9, because we at Avondale definitely see the importance in joining the conversation and opening that up to the community and trying to stop the stigma in any way that we can.
Well, there you go. It's about rising to the needs of the community, answering the needs of the community with Avondale United Church. So again, that to get together is for Thursday, October 26th at Avondale United Church. It starts at 7 p.m. We'll pass along and share all the details on our social media and mystraffordnow.com. And Aaliyah, my gosh, just one of the many events going on at Avondale United Church. It's been a busy October.
Yes, it has. And actually, the next day, the 27th at 7 to 9, we have our variety show.
Right.
So that is full of local Avondale talents, including our very own music director, Dan Van Winden, and some various family and congregational groups. And there is more information on that to come.
Yeah, more details to come. But again, you can go to their Facebook page, too. Lots of info on their Avondale United Church in Stratford. Again, Aaliyah Graff with Avondale United Church and Catherine Hardman, CEO with Canadian Mental Health Association here on Perth. Again, the mental health seminar, forum, if you will, is happening for Thursday, October 26th at Avondale Church. Catherine and Aaliyah, thank you so much for all the details. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you for having us.